say North Grant's going to win that in a close game.
Okay, and we look forward to working with you throughout the tournament next week. Also, I won't have my wonderful partner here, Brent. I'll have Mary Lee Shock, though.
Even better.
You might think she looks better, but I think Brett looks much better. But and on another note, I just got to ask you, we were discussing this at Cassidy tonight. This beard, are you getting ready for the hockey playoffs already, or what's up with it?
Well, it's kind of my protest to the winter. I'm so sick of the snow, sitting at home watching the snow fly. My wife likes it, believe it or not. So, but it's going to come off come April 1st.
I seen you come in the other night. I said, who's that, Mountain Jack, that come in over there? I thought maybe you were Erickson or something from the Red Wings when you first walked in.
I've been called a lot worse. People have looked at it. So,
again, we'd like to thank you and continue with your great work here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll be back right after these commercial messages.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company is community-minded. This is Mike LePage from Thumb National. When it comes to our local schools and their athletics, Thumb National is here supporting our students and cheering them on. We are your hometown financial team with products and services specifically tailored to our area and your needs. So come see the difference Thumb National Bank and Trust can be for you. With locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, and Bay City, where the expert financial service you need is always close at hand.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Member FDIC.
It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard.
Son of a...
What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you completely detailed inside and out. All hassle-free and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline Body Shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done in our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection.
All right, we're back here at Harbor Beach High School where we're getting ready for the second round of the Class C District Tournaments here between the USA Lady Patriots and the Cassidy Redhawks. Of course, Brent, we were talking about what we thought our keys and strengths were going to be here. And, you know, it seems forever because they did schedule at 8 o'clock and they will not start until 8 o'clock. So we filled in a little bit and we got a chance to actually hear from all our sponsors. And, again, we appreciate our sponsors. And go ahead with the starting lineups.
First, for the Unionville Sebring area Patriots, at guard tonight we have two Chelseas, Chelsea Ewald and Chelsea Bitzer. Forward, Jessica Gremmel and Miranda First. And at center is the junior Sammy Eisengruber. For Cass City, a familiar lineup from the other night, at guards, Megan and Mackenzie Parrish. Forwards will be Amanda Clifton and Carly Hendrick. And at center will be junior Logan Rowell.
And if you want here, real quick, Brent, we do have one addition, number 22 for USA, but I'll give that to you in a little bit. We're going to take a quick time out here as, I guess not, we will not have the national anthem. I forgot about that this game. And you got the officials for tonight's game.
I do. Seen these guys around the block a few times. They're do a good job on calling the falls out there. Jack Miles, Tom Preby, and Perry Sutherland working the game tonight. So we're getting ready to go here. They're just winding down the clock and getting their final instructions from the coach. And we're going to have the announcements of the starters here quickly. Sue, what do you think? Is it important to come out early and make a statement early, or is it going to be more of a battle of attrition throughout a 32-minute game?
Well, I really think that, you know, Bitzer's been around the boys game a lot. And, you know, Gainforth was kind of his mentor there and his shadow or his tag, whatever you want to call him. So I'm sure he's come up with some interesting things for this game that they didn't see in the first game. One benefit of having that snow game out, they didn't see each other 3 or 4 days before they played again. So that's an advantage to USA, disadvantage Cass City. Something we spoke about Monday night was Cass City played tonight, USA didn't. And they played a tough, sluggish game. So that's going to be a little bit tough on Cass City as far as, you know, we're playing another game with only a break when the girls' season this year has been Tuesdays and Fridays for most people. So they've had a 2-day break where they only got a 1-day break coming in here right now. Kansas City, I don't really know if it's going to be or not. I think it's going to come out. I think it's going to be a lot faster tempo game than what we saw the other. I don't think it's going to be slow pace.
I'll be very curious, like we talked about a little bit at the end of the game last night, or two nights ago. Both Parrishes and Raul did not come out of the game on Monday night. So how does fatigue set in, or does it, and does that affect their play at all?
Right, and I did pick USA to take this game, and I think my score was, if I can find my cheat sheet here, that I picked USA to take it 46-41. I think it's going to be a tight game. It's going to come down to the last minute. So, and while we're waiting here real quick, let's switch over to tomorrow night. I had some bonus picks on here. Sandusky boys play at Harbor Beach for a share of the Greater Sun East. I took Harbor Beach 66, Sandusky 51. What do you think there, Brent?
Well, I tell you what, Harbor Beach on their home court is extremely tough to beat, but Sandusky has done a really good job this year of being competitive in every game, with maybe the exception of when they played Harbor Beach the first time. So I'm going to go with the upset and take Sandusky on that tomorrow night.
All right, and on the other side, we got Deckerville at North Huron. Now, Deckerville has a share of it right now, but if they want the outright, I think they're going to win 64-50.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm one of the officials for that game tomorrow night, so I am not going to make a prediction.
Well, that would be a safe bet.
I don't want anybody to think I have a favorite, so I don't have an opinion.
So I won't put you in that position. But and another thing, why we're talking about you officiating, I want to thank you for doing that. You know, there's a big need for high school officials. You've been doing that for how many years now?
About 15, to be exact.
And it's great. It not only does it help the kids, but I can see where it helps in the coaching aspect, too, because when we were coaching together, one of the things we always talked to them about was, you know what, it's not your job to yell at the officials if it's a missed call or you don't think the call is appropriate. It's the coaches to handle and not you. And I think you did a class act job of teaching the kids along the way to have respect for the officials, which most of the teams up here do. Sometimes I think the parents don't always have the respect for it. And you got to teach the kids. But again, thank you for all that you've done with your officiating, and I'm sure the kids in the schools and the parents appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. I really enjoy doing it, and hopefully can continue to do it for years to come.
I did it for a few years, but then those knees and that back, they just don't take it anymore. So we're ready for tip-off. Cass City will be going right to left in their maroons, and the tip was won by Cass City, and they're going from right to left, like I said, in their maroons. USA's in their whites with the blue trim. They'll be going to left to right on your dial. And right off the bat, we got Mackenzie Parrish trying to get it inside to Rao. And Rao quickly gets it back up to the top. And that's Hendrick. So right away, they both look the same. We're on the floor with them tonight. I can't tell who they are looking at them eye to eye here.
Well, they're very similar to what they did the other night against FedEx. They seem to have one at the high post and one at the low post, and they're going to see how that goes.
And right off the bat, we had Mackenzie Parrish open up with a three-pointer from the top. And she can hit those when she wants to. She picked up one the other night. They take the early lead on their first possession, and here comes USA with the ball. Jessica Gremmel gets it. She gets it back to the top of the key to Chelsea Bitzer. Bitzer dribbles to the right side, gives it back to Gremmel. Gremmel swings it around the left side to First. First gets it back to the top of the key to Ewald. Ewald dribbles there. She's covered by Parrish. I believe they're in a man-to-man. And now at the top of the key, Bitzer, she looks to set it up. She hands it off to Eisengruber. Eisengruber bounced pass inside, but she has it tipped away and stolen there by Hendricks. And, you know, it seems like Cassidy's went back and forth this year. Hendricks and Rao, Hendricks and Rao. Maybe it's going to be Hendricks night, although they just picked up a pass there, was picked off there by Ewald. She stole that pass as they tried to push it up the court, and they come back down the floor and score. And who made that bucket, Brent?
Jenny Gremmel made that bucket. So that was her first bucket of the game. That's one thing you hate to see as a coach. Cassidy had a great turnover, and they turned right around and gave it back. So, double negative, if you will.
Before I can even give her kudos for the hard work she had underneath there, they gave it up. Cassidy now with the ball. We're just about a minute and 30 seconds into the game here. Cassidy with the lead, 3-2, and the ball. They're swinging it around the top. Clifton gives it down to Rao. Rao skips it back up to the top to Megan Parrish. Over in the corner to Clifton. Back up top to McKenzie. She swings it over to Hendricks. Hendricks throws it down in the corner. Clifton, now back to the top. They're being patient here, looking to see what they're going to get out of this zone.
They really look up.
Corner and matchup.
I think it's a little zone. USA seems content to sit in it, and they just got an unforced turnover.
Yep, Rao went to put the ball down and looked away, and right there to steal the ball was none other than Gremmel. Gremmel brought it up the court. They tried to make the basket, but they lost the handle on it. Turnover, USA. Here comes a full court press from USA, man-to-man. Cassidy gets the ball in to Megan Parrish. Now they skip it to the right, to the left side, to Clifton. Clifton brings it up over the timeline, and now she sets it back up to Mackenzie Parrish, and Patriots fall into their zone.
It's almost like a